Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Naresh Mago with the Midday News. The headlines. Campaigning intensifies to second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal, with senior leaders of various political parties holding rallies across the state. Government says country's fertilizer availability remains strong and stable, reports of shortages not based on facts. U.S. confirms that its special envoy Steve Witkoff and senior advisor Jared Kushner will travel to Pakistan for peace talks with Iran. Tehran says no direct talks with U.S. in Islamabad are planned. United Nations General Assembly calls for peaceful use of nuclear energy as the world observes 40th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear accident. IMD issues heatwave alert over several parts of North India and heavy rainfall over northeastern states today. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals to take on Punjab Kings this afternoon. In the evening fixture, Rajasthan Royals to face Sunrisers Hyderabad. Campaigning for the second and final phase of assembly election in West Bengal has intensified, with senior leaders of various political parties conducting a series of rallies and roadshows in the state. BJP National President Nitin Naveen held a roadshow in Baranagar today. In a social media post, he said that the state is ready to reclaim its glory and decisively reject the politics of fear. West Bengal Leader of Opposition Shubhendu Adhikari launched a sharp attack on Chief Minister Mamata Banerjee and other TMC leaders, alleging corruption and appeasement politics. Assam Chief Minister Himanta Biswa Sarma expressed strong confidence in the BJP electoral performance. Addressing a press conference, he asserted that the BJP is on track to achieve major victories in both Assam and West Bengal. On the other hand, Trinamool Congress leader Kunal Ghosh claimed that the party has performed strongly in the first phase of polling in the West Bengal Assembly election and asserted that the TMC is set to retain power in the state. Meanwhile, senior BJP leader and Union Home Minister Amit Shah will address public meetings today at Salimabad Tarun Sangha ground in Jamalpur of Purv Bardhaman and at Shampur in Howrah. He will also take part in a roadshow in Howrah. Congress leader and leader of opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, will hold rallies in Srirampur in Hooghly, at Shaheed Minar in Kolkata and in Metia Bruz today. Trinamool Congress leader Abhishek Banerjee will address rallies in Bashirhat and Canning West, followed by a roadshow in Bali in support of party candidates. Voting for the second phase is scheduled to take place on the 29th of this month. The Enforcement Directorate launched extensive raids in West Bengal today in connection with the public distribution corruption case. Operations are underway in Kolkata, Bardhaman and Habra, targeting 9 different addresses. The raids are being conducted under the Prevention of Money Laundering Act following allegations of widespread irregularities in the public distribution system. Searches are currently taking place in South Kolkata's Brahmapur and Regent Park areas. In Habra, ED teams accompanied by central forces are questioning rice traders and searching their homes and businesses. In West Bengal, a total of 142 assembly constituencies will go to the polls on 29th April under the second phase of assembly election. In our series on constituency profiles, today we take a look at Manikotla Assembly Constituency of West Bengal.
The Maniktala Assembly constituency in the Kolkata North will go to the poll on 29th April under the second phase of general election to the Assembly of West Bengal. The incumbent MLA is Shukti Pandey, is from Trinamool Congress. Total of 13 candidates, including 7 independents, are in the fray. BJP fielded Tapos Roy in this seat, while Trinamool Congress fielded incumbent candidate's daughter Shreya Pandey. CPIM candidate is Mousumi Ghosh, while Congress fielded Sugato Roy Choudhury. Total electors in the Maniktala Assembly as on the last date of nomination are nearly 1,66,000. All the political parties canvassing widely in this constituency. Issues including corruption, infiltration, unemployment, women security have been highlighted by the BJP, while the Trinamool Congress alleged deletion of voters' name under the influence of BJP in the SIR process. Left and Congress alleged that there is a tacit understanding between BJP and Trinamool Congress. Kollan Laha, Akashbani News, Kolkata.
Delhi Cabinet Minister Parvesh Sahib Singh has alleged that corruption under Arvind Kejriwal was stifling the honest MPs and leaders within the Aam Aadmi Party. Addressing a press conference at the party headquarters in New Delhi, Mr. Singh said that individuals with self-respect cannot remain in the party for long. He further alleged that Mr. Kejriwal misled the people of Delhi by leveraging the legacy of Anna Hazare's anti-corruption movement while portraying himself as a common man despite leading a luxurious lifestyle.
He gave an affidavit on a 1 rupee stamp paper promising he would not take a government house, bungalow or car. Kejriwal ji first built a Sheesh Mahal in Delhi while the city was suffering through a COVID wave. While the people were dying, suffocating and begging for medicine, the work on his Sheesh Mahal never stopped for a single day by his own orders.
Earlier, more than two-thirds of the AAP MPs in the Rajya Sabha resigned from the party and joined the Bharatiya Janata Party. Those who quit the Aam Aadmi Party include Raghav Chadha, Sandeep Pathak, Ashok Mittal, Swati Maliwal, Harbhajan Singh, Vikram Sahani and Rajinder Gupta. Union Railway Minister Ashwini Vaishnav inaugurated Atmanirbhar High Speed Bullet Train Manufacturing Plant Aditya in Bengaluru, BEML, today. Speaking to Akashwani and Doordarshan, he informed that the first prototype will come out next year and production will happen in the later part of 2027.
The plant where the train will be manufactured is this Aditya plant of BML. So the plant is now in very good shape. The design is also completed. Very soon, the manufacturing of B-28 bullet train, which is Atmanirbhar Bharat's bullet train, will be started here very soon. The first prototype should be ready early next year and it should get into operations around late part of 2027. It should be completed.
The minister also announced that in the next few months, Bengaluru, Mangaluru, Madgaon, Vande Bharat will commence its service. A superfast and a Vande Bharat sleeper train will also be operational soon between Bengaluru and Mumbai. The government has reaffirmed that the country's fertilizer security remains strong, stable and well-managed, with availability consistently exceeding requirement across all major fertilizers. Ministry of Chemicals and Fertilizers said in a statement that the recent claims of shortages are not supported by facts. It pointed out that data from both the recently concluded Rabi 2025-26 season and the current period indicate a comfortable and well-buffered supply position nationwide. As per the end of Rabi data from October 2025 to March this year, fertilizer availability remained significantly higher than the requirement. Urea availability stood at over 257 lakh metric ton against a requirement of 196 lakh metric ton, while DAP availability was more than 75 lakh metric ton against a requirement of over 53 lakh metric ton. Union Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today appealed to all financial regulators to work together for easing the KYC process for common citizens. Addressing SEBI's 38th Foundation Day celebration in Mumbai today, the finance minister said it is the shared responsibility of all stakeholders to ensure that no citizen has to repeat the same verification journey across multiple financial products and platforms. During the event, she also launched SEBI's investor awareness initiative, Jagruk.
SEBI pioneered also what is called the ASBAR, application supported by block amount, a mechanism for IPOs, a global innovation that eliminated refund cycles and blocked only the allotted amount in the investor's own bank account. SEBI and NPCI made India the first jurisdiction in the world to enable IPO applications through UPI, bringing real-time retail participation in primary markets to every smartphone.
The finance minister warned that a single successful cyber attack on a major exchange, depository, clearing corporation or large broker could disrupt markets at the national scale, erase wealth and shake public confidence in ways that take years to rebuild. In order to avoid these disruptions, she urged SEBI and all regulated entities to remain exceptionally vigilant. This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Diplomacy is intensifying across West Asia amid continued tensions between Israel and Hezbollah, even as the fragile ceasefire remains under strain. A report.
Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has arrived in Islamabad for crucial talks with Tehran, signalling that its position on ending the conflict will be conveyed to Pakistan rather than directly to the United States. Iran's Foreign Ministry has also made it clear that no direct meeting is planned with Washington. However, the United States has confirmed that its special envoy Steve Witkoff and senior advisor Jared Kushner will travel to Pakistan for talks with Iranian counterpart. Talking to reporters, White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt confirmed the development, stating that talks would be conducted directly.
The vice president remains deeply involved in this entire process, and he'll be standing by here in the United States along with the president and the secretary of state Marco Rubio and the entire national security team for updates. And of course, everyone will be on standby to fly to Pakistan if necessary. But first, Stephen Jared will be going over there to report back to the president, the vice president, and the rest of the team.
With Vinod's report from Dubai, Akshit Vedyan for Akashwani News.
Meanwhile, Iran's Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi has said that after his meetings in Pakistan, he will travel to Oman and Russia. The aim, he said in a post on social media, is to coordinate with our partners on bilateral matters and consult on regional developments. The UN General Assembly has called for peaceful use of nuclear energy as the world marks the 40th anniversary of the Chernobyl disaster. At a special commemorative meeting yesterday, UN General Assembly President Annalena Baerbock said the scale of Chernobyl underlined that nuclear technology, even when used peacefully, is fundamentally different from other technologies. The Chernobyl nuclear power plant saw one of the worst nuclear accidents in history on April 26 in 1986, spreading radioactive contamination across Ukraine, Belarus, and other parts of Europe. Over 8 million people were exposed to the radiation, thousands died, and children developed leukemia and other illnesses, Baerbock said, adding that many required long-term care that shaped the rest of their lives. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a yellow alert for heatwave conditions over parts of Delhi, Haryana, Punjab and Chandigarh for today. Similar conditions will also prevail over Rajasthan and Uttar Pradesh till tomorrow. Hot and humid weather conditions will prevail today in parts of Bihar, coastal Andhra Pradesh and Karnataka, Gujarat, Gangetic West Bengal, Kerala, Mahe, Konkan, Goa and Manipur. Meanwhile, the Met Department has predicted heavy rainfall over Arunachal Pradesh, Assam, Meghalaya, Sub-Himalayan West Bengal and Sikkim today. Benchmark domestic equity indices fell around 2% this week, snapping a two-week gaining streak. Uncertainty over the West Asia conflict, elevated crude oil prices and heavy selling in IT stocks weighed on investor sentiment. During the week, the 30-share Sensex at the Bombay Stock Exchange tumbled 1,830 points or 2.3% to close at 76,664. The National Stock Exchange Nifty 50 shed 456 points or 1.9% to end at 23,898. Meanwhile, U.S. equity benchmark S&P 500 and the tech-heavy Nasdaq Composite closed at record highs as investors weighed strong corporate earnings and signs of progress in U.S.-Iran peace talks. Moving on to sports, in IPL cricket, two matches are scheduled for today. In the afternoon fixture, Delhi Capitals will take on Punjab Kings at the Arun Jaitley Stadium. The match will begin at 3:30 p.m. In the evening encounter, Rajasthan Royals will face Sunrisers Hyderabad at the Sawai Mansingh Stadium in Jaipur. The match is scheduled to start at 7:30 p.m. And now, before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Campaigning intensifies for second and final phase of assembly elections in West Bengal, with senior leaders of various political parties holding rallies across the state. Government says country's fertilizer availability remains strong and stable, reports of shortages not based on facts. U.S. confirms that its special envoy Steve Witkoff and senior advisor Jared Kushner will travel to Pakistan for peace talks with Iran. Tehran says no direct talks with U.S. in Islamabad are planned. United Nations General Assembly calls for peaceful use of nuclear energy as the world observes 40th anniversary of the Chernobyl nuclear accident. IMD issues heatwave alert over several parts of North India and heavy rainfall over northeastern states today. And in IPL cricket, Delhi Capitals to take on Punjab Kings this afternoon. In the evening fixture, Rajasthan Royals to face Sunrisers Hyderabad. And with that, we end the midday news.